If I just woke up and all of a sudden my podcast was the number one podcast in the world, it would be nice. But because I didn't go through the process, I wouldn't be fulfilled because I know that I cheated the system. And I'm not here to cheat the system. I'm here to trust the process, have faith in the process. I'm here for the long haul. I'm here for the journey of growth, the journey of development, the journey of becoming, the journey of continuation. It's not a freaking process of, oh, I got to this level now and everything's perfect and everything's great and I've achieved it all and now I can just be happy. No, it doesn't happen like that. You don't just get to this flicking plateau and all of a sudden everything's good and you just stop living.
I believe that every person has the power to transform their life. Today, I will unlock that power in you. I'm Luke and you're listening to the Luke Mind Power Podcast. It's time for you to heal and to find inner peace. Are you ready? Just send me a DM that says, I want inner peace to get started. Until then, enjoy this episode.
Another episode on the Luke Mind Power Podcast. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing amazing. It's such a blessing to be alive, and I'm really excited to spend some more time with you to help you to grow and help you to activate more of your greatness so that you can discover your purpose, so that you can live your freaking dreams, and so you can get out of under that freaking rock that you've been living, so that you can share some of your freaking love and your positive energy with us, because we need you, because there's so much bullshit out there in the world. There's so much toxic negative energy, and so many people are hurt and broken from the past, and all they're doing is fucking repeating this unconscious, toxic, destructive, habitual fucking patterns. It's fucking up all the other people. And so you have to become aware of all the bullshit that you're allowing in your life so that you can live your freaking best life. That's what you're freaking here for. That's what I'm here for. That's why I keep showing up, so I can help you to wake up to your greatness, because you have so much potential, so much untapped potential, so much beautiful energy within yourself that you're holding on to that you don't even know about, or all this crap, toxic negative energy, suppressed emotions, fears, limiting beliefs, insecurities, right? All this past stuff that we haven't processed yet. We're holding on to all that stuff and it's covering up all of your magic. All your greatness is there and it's fucking hiding. You're hiding. It's like, man, it's time to come out from the darkness, you know, wake up from your freaking slumber. I'm waiting, man. Far out. Like, I want to dance with you. You know, you're always watching all my fucking videos on TikTok, Instagram, all this shit I'm posting all the time. I'm dancing in the bush again and you're watching it, but you're not dancing with me. It's like, no. And someone said on some, I've seen comments, you know, people like, you need to organize a dance party. You need to organize like an event where we freaking dance and shit. And I'm like, yeah, of course, it would be absolutely extraordinary. And I'm trying to manifest that. It's all in the process, you know. But it's coming. But, you know, that's just like me saying, let's all go to Tomorrowland and everybody meet me there so we can have a freaking couple of days of just dancing and listening to good music. Sydney, stand up. I'm going to be live in Sydney on the 26th of August. And by the time this episode comes out, maybe it's already going to be the 26th of August. It probably will be. You'll probably be listening to this going, hang on, I didn't know about the event. That's why you got to go onto my website. If you're tuning in live, guys, go onto my website, lukemindpower.com, and click on the live events tab, because you'll see all the live events where I'm speaking at, so that you can come and join and dance and party and transform your life, because that's all these events are going to be. But if you're tuning in live, pay attention, because there's going to be an event in Melbourne as well. If you're watching on a replay, just stay tuned on my social platforms, on my website as well. And also, you will definitely be hearing this before the Laguna Beach event in California, and also before the Speak. It's my turn to speak Mastermind in Atlanta, where I'll be speaking as well. So stay connected with my live events, because I want to see you. Remember that who you surround yourself with is very important. And on this journey of personal growth and transformation and your awakening from this fucking dark place that you've been living in for so long, it's crucial that you invest in yourself. And one of the best things that I did was to put myself first and to say, okay, in order for things to change, I have to change. In order for me to create a reality that I've never lived before, a person who I've never been before, I had to start doing things I've never done before. And for some people, that would seem crazy. Who the hell's Julie? What's Rachel doing? Why is Karina freaking doing that for? What is Talika doing? Why is Jenny being like that all of a sudden? Why is she putting herself first? This is what you're going to get when you start growing, you start changing, you start evolving, you start doing shit that you've never done, you start being someone you've never been before, which is going to give you results you've never had. You can't keep doing the same shit, expecting that everything in your reality is going to change. If you keep thinking the same, keep being the same, believing the same, but wanting your reality and circumstances to change. And I don't know, there's many people out there that I still see this in comments on socials and that, easier said than done. And I know that, but you've got a massive decision that you have to make today. Today is the day everything changes in your life. Today is the day where you make a huge, this is the biggest decision of your life. This is the biggest decision of your life today. And I'm going to reveal that decision very soon. Keep you in a bit of suspense right now because I've got something for you that you need to act upon, think about, contemplate on, because this decision is going to change your life. This is going to change your trajectory. This is going to change everything that is happening in your life right now. Everything is going to change because of this one decision that you're going to make. And I surprise myself sometimes too, because when I listen to the Luke Mindpower podcast myself, when I'm driving around or whatever, you know, I know that there's many of you that laugh because you're just like, this cracks me up, you know, and you think you laugh at what I'm talking about and how I get angry and shit, you know, or the how I express myself. And I freaking listen to it as well. And I'm like, I piss myself. I'm laughing with you, you know, because I'm thinking, who is this guy? But the more that we surround ourselves with people who are acting on that kind of frequency of, you know, true authenticity, the more that we allow ourselves to open up and go, okay, you know, if he can do it or if she can do it, then maybe I can do it. And that's the power of inspiration. If you're not feeling inspired right now, then you've got to have a look at who you're surrounding yourself with and go, well, I've got no one that's inspiring. I've got no people around me that lift my energy or inspire me or empower me to be better. What do you do? And I got to tell you, man, you know, like one of the best things for you to do is sometimes just to leave the environment that you've been living in, leave the city, the town, the change. Go somewhere new, not because that new place is going to give you happiness, but because it's going to challenge you. And I think that's one of the perks of traveling. One of the best things about traveling is that you're going to places you've never been before, which is giving you experiences you've never had before, which is, again, conditioning your mind in a really good way because you learn stuff, you meet new people, you go through different experiences because you're not staying in the same comfort zone. Hence why, like, I used to be afraid of traveling. I used to couldn't do it, man. I remember going to Poland for the first time in 2004 and I stayed in my uncle's house for 2 weeks until my sister came to Poland to see me from Australia. She came, she got there 2 weeks after and she goes, what have you been doing for the last 2 weeks? I go, nothing. I've been waiting for you. Like I wouldn't even go out on the bus. I wouldn't go out nowhere. And she's like, all right, come on, we're going. And we went to the freaking park and we went to some galleries or some shit and we went around. But if it wasn't for her, man, I was a scared little boy, man. Like I was living in so much fear. Like I'm like, nah, this is like so out of my comfort zone. It's another country. I don't even know where I am. What if I get lost? What, you know, there's so much fear. And the moment that you break that fear and that you start to, you know, go out there and get out of your comfort zone and leave your city or your town or your country or whatever, that's a great way to grow self-confidence and to learn and to open your mind as well. And definitely that's helped with my level of self-confidence of who I am now. And after you travel a little bit, you kind of see that it's kind of not all the same. It's obviously different, but you kind of get used to kind of like being okay with not knowing where you are, which is really, really good because that's exactly what's going to help you to get out of your comfort zone more. Like be comfortable being uncomfortable. And this is definitely like what's opened my mind now to like kind of going, well, oh, I haven't learned this before or I haven't done this before. But because I've gone to so many different places and traveling and stuff like that, it's like, yeah, that's fine. You just, it's okay to feel uncomfortable. You know, it's okay to do stuff you've never done before or be somewhere you've never been before because you can learn. And that's it's a huge, again, mindset. The way you think is everything. The amount of money that there is out there in the world, there's huge amounts of money. There's millions and millions and billions of dollars. But because of your own personal circumstances and the way that you think and the way that you communicate with that concept that, you know, money's hard to come by, you have a limiting belief, which is basically stopping you and blocking you from actually understanding and appreciating that money is abundant. There's fucking so much of it out there. And if you keep thinking that it's hard to come by, you keep thinking that I can't make money, guess what? You'll never make money. And it's not just with money, it's with everything. You have to change your mindset. If you don't change your mindset and the way that you think about it, then it will stay in that negative space and you'll continue to block yourself and to limit yourself. And I just listened to that. I was like, yeah, money is abundant. It is. Like, there's heaps of it. It's up to you to like face. And the truth is, one of the ways to attracting more abundance is to build self-confidence, is to be more confident. Because as Jim Rohn says, you know, you don't get in life what you want. You get in life what you are, and you don't get paid for your time. Like some of us, a lot of us, you know, work per hour, right? We get paid per hour. We work 7 hours a day or 8 hours a day. We get paid like that. And many of us have this mindset of like, yeah, I get paid $30 an hour. But the truth is, actually, you don't get paid for your time. You get paid for the value of what it is that you're bringing, right? The value that you bring to the marketplace, not your time. You're getting paid for the value. So if you want to make more money, you need to increase your frequency. You have to go on a higher frequency. That comes with like building self-confidence, being more sure of yourself, developing yourself, investing in your personal development, investing in your healing and your past so that there's no insecurities and trauma and pain that's really holding you back, that makes you feel like unworthy of love, unworthy of success, unworthy of becoming a better version of yourself, unworthy, right, of living an extraordinary life. Like all this crap, it's all bullshit, right, from the past. That stuff that we're carrying, holding on to. And then obviously, yeah, skill sets, experience, degrees, investments in education, whatever it is that you need to do to become more valuable in the marketplace so that you raise your frequency so that you are in alignment with the frequency that is attracting more abundance. But first you have to become aware of that, right? And if you're not aware of that, well, that's why it's so important to pay attention to what I'm talking about. Because you don't get paid for your time. You get paid for the value. So increase your value and you will make more money. If I just woke up and all of a sudden my podcast was the number one podcast in the world, you know, it would be nice. I'd be like, oh yeah, cool, you know. But because I didn't go through the process, I wouldn't be fulfilled. Because I know that I cheated the system. And I'm not here to cheat the system. I'm here to trust the process. Have faith in the process. I'm here for the long haul. I'm here for the journey of growth, the journey of development, the journey of becoming, the journey of continuation. It's not a freaking process of, oh, I got to this level now and everything's perfect and everything's great and I've achieved it all and now I can just be happy. No, it doesn't happen like that. You don't just get to this freaking plateau and all of a sudden everything's good and you just stop living. But many of us, we limit ourselves. And shout out to everyone who has. If you've like taken radical action and you're living your dreams and you're growing and you know you're tuning into the Luke Mindpower podcast, I'm so happy for you. I'm excited for you. Shout out to everyone who's made a breakthrough over the last couple of weeks that has been tuning into the podcast and that's like changed their whole life because they started to believe in themselves more, to take more action for themselves or getting out of their comfort zone and doing things they've never done before. You know, shout out to everyone on social media who's taken some action and posting videos that they've never posted before, or speaking their truth or sharing their story. You know, shout out to someone who just opened an Instagram account that's never had social media before and they're trying to post quotes, not knowing that those quotes actually inspire people. People read that shit and it can change their life like it did for me 5.5 years ago. I read a quote that said, I dare you to dedicate the next 6 months just entirely to you. No announcements, just fall back and do the work. I read that while I was in my sister's apartment living with her nephew in a freaking single bed when I was trying to grow and become a better version of myself, and I was lying in bed and I was on scrolling through Instagram and I saw that fucking quote. And it was at that time in my life where I needed to see that quote, and I saw it and it changed me. It inspired me. It got me hyper-focused. I was like, oh my gosh, I needed to read this right now. This is for me. Do not for a second think that your work and content that you post or that you share on any social media platform is, don't take it for granted, man. You don't realize the power that you have. Whoever posted that, I don't know. But I did digress, guys, and I am going to inform you of this decision that you need to make today that's going to change your whole life. And this decision is like the most important decision that you'll ever make. It's bigger than getting married or getting a divorce or whatever the fuck is a big decision in your life, or getting engaged maybe, right? This decision is a decision that you have to make today because your life depends on it. And it's the one thing that's going to really save you. The decision I have to make for myself is going to save my life. That I'm not willing to continue to suffer anymore. That's the decision. That's the biggest, that's bigger than any fucking decision that you're ever going to make in your life. Today is the day where you say, I am not going to suffer anymore. I'm not going to sit in my sorrows. I'm not going to allow the past to control me. I'm not going to allow the future that I'm anxious about to even control me, because I know that anxiety is about stuff that hasn't happened yet in the future that we get anxious about. But it's coming back to the present moment and saying, whatever it takes, I'm going to save myself. Whatever it takes, I'm going to take action. And this is where you free yourself, because you stop being in your own way. You can keep being in your own way, keep being quiet, keep suffering, keep allowing people to manipulate you and control you and talk over you and dim your light, and you keep trying to fit in and make people feel comfortable by you not being your true authentic self because it suits them, but it hurts you at the same time. And so you continue to play this stupid character that's not even fucking you. And it just gets heavy and you freaking drink and you fucking snort coke and you smoke weed and you fucking constantly escaping your life and you're constantly going to work because you don't even want to fucking stay at home, because if you stay at home, you're thinking too much. You don't want to be with yourself because you're fucking scared of your own thoughts. So you just keep working and try to stay distracted. That's how you fucking escape. But really deep down, you're unhappy and you're fucking suppressing yourself so much and you're playing this stupid character like as if it's all fucking good and you're all happy and shit, but really you're suffering internally and it's so uncomfortable and ugly and depressive and it's so draining and draining and draining. And you're getting to this point in your life where if you don't save yourself, you'll continue to fall. And living more with an abundance mindset and knowing that abundance, that money is abundant, you are abundant, you're living in an abundant earth. If you look around, there's an abundance of everything around you. And starting to change the way you think and starting to believe in yourself more, starting to love yourself more, starting to appreciate yourself more, starting to reflect on your life and realizing that I am amazing, I'm powerful, man. I couldn't go through everything in my life that I have and not be powerful. You see, the amount of energy that you've been sucking away from yourself because you've been playing this stupid character. When I say stupid, it just sounds really funny. It's like you're playing this stupid character, right? Playing this character that's not you. And what you're doing is you're exerting a lot of energy trying to play this character. Hence why you feel so drained, you feel so shit, you're not inspired, you're not motivated, you're not like, oh my gosh, yes, I woke up this morning and you know what I said? I said, it's a blessing to be alive. I'm so grateful that I have a mattress. I'm fucking sleeping on the mattress. Do you understand that? I'm fucking 38 and I'm sleeping on a mattress in my fucking parents' house. I woke up this morning and I said, it's a blessing to be alive. I'm so grateful that I have a bed to sleep on. I'm so grateful I can see. I'm so grateful to be breathing. I'm so grateful that I woke up today. And then I got up and I drank a bottle of water because that's what I do every morning. I make sure that I drink some alkaline water. I fuel my gut with half a liter of that. And then I picked up the doona, the blanket, and I put the blanket over the bed and made it all nice and neat. Because the first thing you do is make your fucking bed. First accomplishment of the day. Because there's so many people out there that would trade places with you because they're basically dying. They're on their deathbed. That's the truth. And we are complaining about life and living in fear and letting our mind control us, which it's okay if you are being controlled. What's not okay is for you to continue this perpetual state of suffering, knowing that you can change, knowing that you can become better, knowing that you can listen to stuff that's going to empower you, fuel you, motivate you, inspire you, uplift you, empower you over time, taking action, and you can get your power back. You can get your mind back. Because the truth is, the world has stolen your mind. You're not in control. So as long as you're not self-aware and you're not aware of your thoughts and you're not aware of how powerful your mind is, then you will continue to let your mind control you. And the stories that you've created in the past because of certain negative experiences that you went through, that over time you ruminated on, which now have become your beliefs, which has created the reality that you're living in right now. And this is the life that you have. So just pay attention to the conversations that you're having with yourself, because many times it's actually our own fault, unconsciously, unknowingly. Because maybe you were young when some of these experiences happened and they were just bullying and they were negative and maybe they didn't make you feel good enough and you went through rejection or you felt abandoned and then you made up a story in your own mind. So now you suffer. And that's why I said your biggest decision today is to say no more suffering. I'm going to learn. I'm becoming aware. And I don't want to allow this to control me anymore. So I'm becoming aware of that conversation, that thought process, that which I have now created into a belief, because when you ruminate on your thoughts, eventually they become what you are thinking because you become what you think about. So yeah, becoming aware of that shit is like the best because you realize that you're not your thoughts and you're not even what you believed that you were. I believed that I wasn't good enough. I believed I wasn't intelligent. I believed that I didn't have a purpose. I believed that I wasn't good enough. All this bullshit, all this shit, it's fucking shit. It's all rubbish that we have instilled or been instilled by because of experiences or circumstances in the past, because of people that we've been surrounding ourselves with. And it's consumed your mind. And so now we have these beliefs. And so I was like that too. And you want more peace, you got to liberate yourself just to become aware of the thoughts. Because as soon as you become aware of that shit, you find a lot of inner peace because you're like, oh, damn. So I'm not that. I don't have to believe that. I don't have to believe like those conversations in my mind. Oh, wow. It's my responsibility and I have the power to like change the way that I think. Not improving yourself, but you're sitting there doing affirmations and looking at yourself in the mirror and talking positively to yourself, but you ain't doing any action outside of that to become a better version of yourself, to go experience shit, to grow, to raise the value of who it is that you are. Ignorance is bliss. Don't be ignorant. Don't think I'm going to walk around. I'm going to do fucking positive affirmations. I'm going to tell myself I'm amazing. I'm amazing. I'm amazing. And I'm going to keep doing my 9-to-5 job. And I'm just going to keep saying I'm amazing. I'm amazing. I'm amazing. I'm the shit. I'm awesome. I'm awesome. I'm awesome. Prove it that that is what you're programming yourself with, right? Because someone who's amazing is not going to stay in the same fucking job for the rest of their life. Someone who believes that they're amazing, who's programmed themselves to be amazing, is going to go and face their fears. If you think that you're amazing, you're going to be amazing enough to go, you know what? I'm so amazing that I'm not going to let fear control me anymore. I'm so amazing that I'm going to conquer my fears. I'm so amazing I'm going to stop letting that freaking self-doubt and that limiting belief control my life. I'm so amazing I'm going to speak my truth. I'm going to stand up for myself. That's how amazing I am. If you're so amazing and you keep taking action like that, guess what? You're going to wake up one day and go, wow, it's a blessing to be alive. I'm fucking amazing. I feel great. I'm empowered. I feel good. I want to go dance in the bush to some music by myself with the trees, barefoot. If you are in an environment where you're continuously being triggered, that is a great sign for you to pay attention, triggered by being in a constant reactive emotional state. Pay attention, because if that is something that's happening for you, there's a very massive sign, red flag, hello, for you to go, that's not my fucking place anymore. That's not my home anymore. That's not an environment that complements my life. And I'm not going to surround myself with that kind of energy anymore. You want to pay attention to the people, who they are, the stories, what kind of lives are they living? Because people carry energy. And you may not know, but people are storing their toxic pain, trauma, all that within themselves. If you could have some sort of magnifying glass and you could actually see people's auras and their energy, and you would be able to see what kind of energy. Is that good energy or is that bad energy? Is that good energy or what's this person? What's that person? And if you could actually see that and you could understand and appreciate positive energy versus toxic, traumatized, pain, hurt, negative energy, you wouldn't want to be in that environment. And then sometimes you don't understand or you don't appreciate why when you leave someplace, you feel very tired. You feel low, depleted, because they took all your positive energy. And then you have to go and take care of yourself and recharge. And then, hey, but guess what? They'll call you again. Hey, come over. Protect your energy. Protect your energy is very, very, very important. That's why setting healthy boundaries and putting yourself first and speaking your truth and doing what's right for you is a part of self-love. And that's where you could be suffering. There could be many areas that you could be suffering, whether it's at work, it's not setting boundaries with your friends, it's your family. The one thing that's really important, guys, is don't be afraid to lose people, man. Don't be afraid to lose people. Because really what you should be more afraid of is you're losing yourself, trying to please these people. Know that there's billions of people out there. Sometimes your family is not your family. Sometimes your friends won't be your friends. But there's people on different frequencies all around the world that are waiting for you to evolve so that they can meet you and so that you can then learn that they are your family. Because we want to give you a hug. We want to hang around with you. We want to talk to you. We want to appreciate you. We want to love you. We want to inspire you, encourage you. You have that greatness within you. You wouldn't be tapping into this frequency if you didn't. You can't watch something and resonate with it without you actually having that within yourself. You've got it. But today you say, yes, I'm not going to suffer anymore. I'm going to show up for me. I'm going to set those boundaries. I'm going to allow myself to be misunderstood. Because as soon as you start changing and doing what's right for you, people won't like it. Don't think just because you've known someone for 10 years that you have to be with them forever. No, you don't. Some people come into your life for a season. Some come for 1 week. Some come for a day. Some come for a month. Some come for 12 months. Some of the people that you're surrounding yourself, they've expired. They've expired their friendship. They've expired their relationship with you already. But because you're not strong enough, confident enough, self-aware enough, because you hadn't listened to this episode 6 months ago, you've been allowing shit. People have been crossing your boundaries. You've been tolerating shit that you shouldn't. And so people come into your life to teach you some lessons, to teach you what you needed to learn in order for you to evolve. You're not here to stay on this low frequency. The purpose of your life is to continue to rise up like a phoenix. the pain, the adversity, the bullying, the rejection, the abandonment, the trauma, all of that, it's for you to rise, not for you to drown. I didn't know how I was going to handle my shit. I don't know how I did what I did, but God has your back. The universe has your back. Have faith in the process. Believe. Take action. Listen to motivational speeches. Listen to Les Brown. Listen to Tony Robbins. Listen to Dean Graziosi. Listen to Trent Shelton. Listen to Eric Thomas. Listen to David Power Talk. Listen to David Goggins. Listen to people. Listen. Listen to Luke Mindpower. Like, tune into that which motivates you, which inspires you, which helps you to grow. Don't be ignorant. Take action. I'm here doing it with you. I'm on this journey with you. I'm not separate from you. I'm with you. I'm excited for you because I know you're going to achieve, because my success is your success and your success is my success. I'm fucking excited. I'm elated. This is amazing. I feel so pumped and blessed to be on this journey of transformation and success, a massive success, not fucking just success, massive success. That's what we're here for. I'm not going by myself. Yeah, first I had to go through the door by myself. But now that I've gone through the door and I got myself to a higher frequency, guess what? Everyone's coming now. My success is your success. How many people message me and say, oh my God, Luke, I listened to this. I've been listening to you for how long? I've been watching your videos. I've all this transformation from listening. What does that mean? That means that you're taking action, you're changing, you're waking up, you're growing. So that means that my success is your success and your success is my success. I'm excited for you, man. This is amazing. There's new things happening all the time. Open your mind, pay attention to the signs, okay? Because there's things happening for you all the time. And you got to just take action and say yes and keep saying yes, man. Even when fear steps in, even in that fear and you feel the fear, do it anyway. Our purpose together in this life is not to get to the end and go, fear controlled me. I allowed it. I allowed fear to control me. Bullshit you allow. You're not going to allow it. You're going to become aware of it, right? You're going to feel it. And then what are you going to do? You're going to take action. Overcome it. Stand up for yourself. Speak your fucking truth. Tell them exactly what they need to hear and do it scared. Do it scared. Allow your body to fucking react the way that it has for the last 20, 30 years. Allow your insecurities, allow your self-doubt, allow that fucking inner child, the younger version of yourself, that little boy and little girl to be fucking scared. Allow that to feel it, but don't let it control you. You speak your truth, you stand up and you fucking speak and you say it. And let people judge you. Let people see the vulnerability of you actually coming and breaking free. Not playing fucking small and hiding yourself and shit all the time, all your life. Getting to the end of your life and like, I was scared. Fuck being scared. No more, man. This is where you take action. You say, yes, no more suffering. There is that inner greatness in you that's coming out. It's coming out today. Today is the day. Today is activation day for you. Guys, it's been a blessing. I enjoy talking to you. I enjoy spending time with you. You guys are so amazing. Please do me a favor and leave me an Apple Podcast 5-star rating and a review. And if you listen on Spotify, please do the same. If you look at the top of the podcast page, there is a star rating there, and you just click on that and leave me a 5-star rating and a review. I feel very grateful and blessed to be the person that I am and to do what I do and to know the impact that my words and my energy has. Sometimes I forget about the powerful person I am sometimes because I'm just cool, chilled, whatever. But every space I enter, every room I enter, every person I connect with feeds off my energy. And like, I know it, like it's crazy, man. And that's why I'm saying like, it is, you become the company that you keep. Every person I connect with or I work with in that matter leaves a better version of themselves, because having a positive mindset and having a way of thinking that there's nothing that's impossible. There's no challenge that is a problem. It's an experience. It's something that's teaching you. It's going to help you to grow, change your mindset, and you'll change your life. And it'll get better and better and better. one day at a time, one step at a time. If you haven't shared my podcast with your friends, please do so, because you're just going to help people transform their lives. And it's free. Why wouldn't you? Plant the seed even, because look, I get it. Not everybody's ready to receive this kind of energy. Not everybody's ready for growth. Not everybody's ready for that next level. But you never know. Share it with your family. Share it with your friends. And leave me a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And if you're on YouTube, thank you so much for your super thanks. People buying me stickers and stuff on YouTube. I really appreciate you guys. And all, on all the social media platforms, everybody who buys me gifts and stickers and subscriptions and badges and everything on all these social media platforms, I'm so grateful. And it's just obviously a way for you guys to send me love and send me good energy, you know? So I really appreciate all the love and the super thanks and the energy that you send my way and sharing all of my content. It's it really is an honor to be who I am, to do what I'm doing, but also to help you to love yourself, accept yourself, and to show you what's possible when you do believe in yourself, when you don't quit on yourself, when you don't let your negative thinking or your negative mind or your parents or your pain or your abandonment or your trauma or your rejections or, you know, insecurities to control you, that you can overcome that shit, man. You don't have to continue to live like that all your life. And you can become self-aware and you can live your dreams and you can make a lot of money and you can share that with your family and your friends and live the life that you were born to live. That's what you came here for. Nothing else. Get that stupid thought out of your head that you're not going to make it. You are going to make it. You're already on the way. The fact that you're listening to the Luke Mind Power podcast, you're on the way. All you need to do is just keep listening. Keep tuning into that energy. This is what this is all about. You become who you surround yourself with. I have learned from Les Brown, Lewis Howes, Tony Robbins, all of these people. What did I do at the start? I listened to their fucking podcasts, man. I listened to Les Brown on YouTube every day. You become who you surround yourself with. I'm not with him physically, but I was listening in my car for hours and hours and hours. I wasn't wasting the time driving, listening to the fucking radio, to these advertisements and all this bullshit news. Every 15 minutes, there's a fucking news break telling you about all the shit that's going on around the world. And all it's doing is programming your mind to make you fucking scared. Think about that. And I'll see you on the next episode. See you guys. You guys are the best. Peace out. Thank you for joining me on this journey of self-discovery and growth. If you're ready to grow and reach your full potential and find inner peace, send me a DM that says, I want inner peace, and I'll send you the next steps. You can accomplish anything you set your mind to. When you change your mind, you change your whole life. So don't hesitate and send that DM over to me. Myself and my team can't wait to meet you and witness your transformation in full glory. See you next week.